USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said the president's condition was very concerning on Friday after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He said that he was taken to Walter Reed Medical Center as a precaution. He also said the next 48 hours will be critical in terms of his care. The president's doctor, Sean Connolly, painted a much brighter picture.
This morning, the president is doing very well. The team and I are extremely happy with the progress the president has made. Thursday, he had a mild cough and some nasal congestion and fatigue, all of which are now resolving and improving.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Twitter said that he spoke with the president and said he sounds well and is feeling better. Former New Jersey governor and advisor to President Trump, Chris Christie, is also now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wade Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to cancel legislative work until October 19th because of coronavirus cases infecting three senators. That, however, will not delay confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The Senate Judiciary Committee still intends to begin that hearing on October 12th, as scheduled, despite many objections from Democrats. Two Republican members of the Judiciary Committee, Utah Senator Mike Lee and North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, announced they had the coronavirus and tested positive on Friday. Republican Senator Ron Johnson has also tested positive for the virus. Also, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tested positive. He tweeted that he's receiving medical attention at this time and will keep people apprised of his condition. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on major airlines to halt planned furloughs, saying she anticipates an agreement with the White House in the next round of economic stimulus that will provide relief for struggling carriers. She told MSNBC she hopes President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis will help open Republicans to seeing the Democrat side in the negotiations. Pelosi has locked horns with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for weeks over a new line of stimulus funding to help those impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. House Democrats passed their latest version of the HEROES Act on Thursday, which provides $2.2 trillion in aid, about $1 trillion less than their first version of the bill, which was passed in May. The bill includes restarting $600 in weekly unemployment benefits through January and a second round of $1,200 payments mailed to Americans, as well as a $500 check for dependents. It also sets aside $182 billion for grade schools, $39 billion for post-secondary institutions, $57 billion for child care support, and would add funds to the Paycheck Protection Program. It also sets aside $25 billion for airlines whose funding under the previous CARES Act expired. She said the full Congress will either pass a comprehensive stimulus package or the House will approve standalone legislation helping the airlines. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy.